Have a look at all this beautiful scenery as we're going along here. It's real rugged and it's really windswept. And to think there's not a person in any of it, it's absolutely wonderful.
Hello, Earth-loving viewers, and welcome to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Today, we will go on an ego cruise off the coastline of some of Australia's most amazing islands, the Bruny Island and the Tasman Peninsula. Bruny Island and the Tasman Peninsula are located off the southeastern shore of Tasmania, the southernmost island state of Australia. The 362 square kilometre picturesque landscape features thick temperate forests inhabited by exotic animals and are famous for their spectacular coastal formations and marine life.
What we've got is beautiful cliffs that don't run away and caves and blowholes, so we see those every day. We see usually 500 to 1500 Australian fur seals every day. Dolphins, we get two types, common and bottlenose, and we get those about 7 out of 10 days. And in whale season, which is from October, November, early December, and again in May, we tend to get whales about half the days that we go, so good chance of seeing those. And then the species of birds, we see a lot of short-tailed shearwaters, sooty shearwaters, the kelp, Pacific common silver gull, and we see 6 different types of albatross, definitely the cormorants as well, so quite a few birds.
Mr. Robert Pennicutt's companies, Bruny Island Cruises and Tasman Island Cruises, have received multiple awards, including for ecotourism as Tasmania's best tourist attraction and Tasmania's best new tourism development. In 2008, Bruny Island Cruises was named among the 100 greatest trips of the world by leading travel magazine, Travel and Leisure.
I was definitely introduced to the water really early. I was skippering my first boat on my own at the age of 12, I grew up south of Hobart, in the northern part of Bruny, and realised that it's a very, very special place and very inspirational, and the cliffs, the scenery, the wildlife are all world class. We're very lucky, we're right on the water, literally 10 foot off the beach, and we're very lucky to be able to live and work in this sort of environment without any doubt.
The spectacular tours provide an unforgettable adventure, exploring pristine natural landscapes, awe-inspiring geological formations, close encounters with wildlife, as well as rich local history and culture. Let's now join Mr. Pennicutt's tour as he and fellow tour guide Lockie Anning and skipper Michael Davidson introduce us to the wonders of this southern edge of Tasmania.
The rock here is Jurassic dolerite, which was formed 165 to 180 million years ago when dinosaurs were romping around the earth like Jurassic Park. It cools underground over years, so it's very dense, and it's got the same chemical composition as basalt, but basalt's the lava flow equivalent. A lot of the higher peaks of Tasmania, like Mount Wellington, are the same type of rock.
I do hope we fit, guys. We did yesterday. Yeehaw! I've always wanted to do that. I was feeling lucky today, so I thought I'd give it a go.
This is the monument, and it is one of my most favourite things that we do, and so I reckon we'll go through again and again, and maybe a couple more for the road. This rock formation we've just come through is called the Monument. It's a Jurassic dolerite formation once again. And make sure you have a look up at all of these cliffs. They're absolutely beautiful. The funny thing about this place is that I used to say that it was 160 metres straight up, but we had it measured a couple of years ago and it's actually 230 metres.
Okay guys, well this is Cape Pillar, highest vertical sea cliffs in Australia, 1,000 feet or 306 metres. Check out these beautiful cliffs.
The amazing cliffs, aren't they guys?
Amazing Cape Hoy. Cape Hoy on our left. We've got the totem pole, freestanding dolerite spires, standing 67 metres tall straight up there. Next to it we've got the candlestick. And this is an amazing climbing destination that's sought after by climbers from all over the world. This place has been on the cover of most climbing magazines in the world.
Bruny Island and the Tasman Peninsula border the Southern Ocean, a water body surrounding Antarctica with a non-stop circular ocean current which helped shape the unique rock formations along the coast.
This is Boreal Head, and as we go around Boreal Head we're officially on the edge of the Southern Ocean.
In a southerly direction here is Antarctica. You'll be glad to know we don't have enough fuel for that today.
You can see how wild this coast is, guys. There's not much of a sedimentary stone, but it gets washed away by the big Southern Ocean swells. You can bash in here up to 10 metres high.
When an alcove is formed right at the water level, it creates the unique phenomena called breathing rock.
Okay guys, what I'd like to show you here on your left is what we call breathing rock. If you look down, it's actually a blowhole. Cave, right on the waterline. When the waves go in, seals the entrance, the air is compressed inside the cave, and you get a bit of a spray coming up. But sometimes we'll get spray 30 metres into the sky from this blowhole.
Some caves are formed undersea. These mysterious submarine caverns attract many brave explorers.
Okay guys, this is Waterfall Bay. Amazing destination for divers from all over the world. Come here and attend the caves of Waterfall Bay. Just like we see these caves and archways on top of the water, these also occur underwater. So guys will come here, and women, and they'll dive down 20, 30 metres down the rock faces into the caves. Some of these caves have never been to the back of, because they physically can't carry enough air. They'll crawl through, go back 20, 30 metres into the cave, get to a narrow crack, take off their BCD and tank, crawl through, pull it through, put it back on, and continue on into huge galleries.
A journey through aesthetic realms. We'll be back after these brief messages to continue our tour of Bruny Island and Tasman Peninsula in Australia. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Have a look at this absolutely magnificent coastline. This is what we're here for, that's for sure.
Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Our show today features a cruise to the scenic Bruny Island and Tasman Peninsula of Australia, accompanied by the award-winning eco-tour guide, Mr. Robert Pennicott. The region is blessed with diverse flora and fauna. Some of the eucalyptus trees are among the tallest in Australia. Equally, if not more impressive, are the unique sea life that flourish in the flourishing marine habitat.
You see this seaweed just to the right of the boat? Well, that's called giant kelp or strand kelp or brown algae. It's actually the fastest growing photosynthesizing plant in the world. It could grow up to 2.2 meters in length in just one day. Now, if you look really carefully anywhere around here where the rock meets the water, you'll see another type of seaweed that looks like gigantic fettuccine. Well, in Japan, they call that kombu, where they dry it and they chop it up and it goes into soups. Here in Tasmania, it's called bull kelp, where it's dried, it's ground up, and then the powder goes into cosmetics, ice cream, fertilizer, toothpaste, agar solution for scientific experiments. Even if you buy a chocolate drink, that's the stuff that actually holds the chocolate in suspension. So we've all had our fill.
Bruny Island is the site of several significant historical events.
Now, if you look up here, you'll see this island. This island's called Penguin Island. This was last landfall of Captain Bligh on his second of three visits to Bruny Island. And up behind where we started from today, he planted Australia's first fruit trees, strawberry plants, grapevines. We've had Captain Cook here a couple of times. Tobias Furneaux anchored his ship Adventure in this bay, is how Adventure Bay got its name. But for Bruny Island, this a little Italian-born French explorer called Joseph Bruny of the D'Entrecasteaux Castle in France is who Bruny Island and the D'Entrecasteaux Channel was named after.
You can see Cape Bruny Lighthouse way down there, second oldest lighthouse in Australia, built in 1830.
Some of the places are named after the Aboriginal people who have lived harmoniously with nature for centuries on Bruny Island.
Okay, now this area that we've just come into is beautiful and calm, a very important anchorage from the prevailing winds, which are the westerlies here. This area is known as Mangana Bluff. Mangana used to be the name of a chief of Northern Tribe of Tasmanian Aborigines.
The efforts of many organisations and people, the natural and cultural beauty of Bruny Island is preserved for future generations to enjoy. With his eco-tours, Mr. Pennicott actively delivers a strong message of environmental awareness and protection.
I've got boats that are very environmentally friendly. The engines that we use are the lowest emission engines available at the moment. I'm definitely doing research at the moment of the best funds that I might be able to contribute to make a zero impact. Wherever we can, we use recycled products ourselves, and even if it costs a bit more money, I think you've got to sort of make a lower impact into the environment. So wherever you can, you do.
To give back to the environment, Mr. Pennicott established a charity foundation, the Tasmanian Coast Conservation Fund, under the organisation Wildcare, through which 25% of the profits from his cruise company goes to devoted eco-volunteers. In addition, he also contributes for community programs and disaster relief.
I think when we're lucky enough to have a beautiful run with scenery and with nature and that, I think the least we can do is help people who are suffering.
Our heartfelt appreciation to Mr. Rob Pennicott for his wonderful eco-tour and philanthropic example. The paradise landscape of Bruny Island and Tasman Peninsula is truly a reminder of the importance of protecting and living in harmony with nature.
Okay guys, well one thing that we managed to do today that we very, very rarely manage to do is we've actually got back with the same number of people we started with. Okay, so we're doing better than we normally do. And I love your hairstyles, okay? We're not going to charge you extra for those. It's the Bruny Island rough saltwater look. You're a very easy, awesome group, and thank you for coming along.
For more information, please visit Bruny Island Cruises at www.brunycruises.com.au and Tasman Island Cruises at www.tasmancruises.com.au. Thank you for your wonderful presence for today's episode of A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News. May noble ideas inspire caring actions.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.